Dan Riccio and Randy Janda. We are Reach Deep. All right, let's head to Las Vegas. And our next guest is there, about to take in the match between Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson tomorrow. He is Adam Stanley. How's it going, Adam?
Very well. How are you guys?
We are quite good. I gotta say, and you know, I'm big on the golf things, but this week, it feels like the promo of it hasn't exactly gone to plan.
Yeah, it's a good point. Up until Tuesday, I think a lot of people were just really wondering, what is this going to be about? Are we going to be serious here? How is this whole thing going to shake out come Friday? But after Tuesday, after seeing the guys up close, after seeing their interaction, they want to beat each other. They don't want this to just be a one-off thing. They want this to be successful. They want to have fun. They want to change the way that we consume golf broadcasting. So they want to do a lot of different things with the match on Friday. But above and beyond all that, they want to have some fun. And I think as viewers, we've been treated to seeing Tiger Woods do Tiger Woods things for two decades and Phil Mickelson get out of the craziest of spots on the golf course. And I think if the two of those guys end up doing both of those things tomorrow, it's going to be a lot of fun and something that a lot of people are going to enjoy watching.
Well, Adam, there's plenty of skeptics, and I have to admit, I'm one of them. I'm one of the people that are looking at this and saying, why would I want to watch this? Well, can you help me answer that question? Why would I want to watch this?
I think the key thing that's going to make a difference is the side betting and the fact that both of the guys are mic'd up for the duration of the 18-hole match. So we're going to hear some swearing. We're going to hear some jokes. We're going to hear things that we obviously wouldn't usually hear on a golf broadcast. So that's one thing. And the side betting, they're playing for $200,000 on the first hole. Phil bet Tiger that he would make a birdie on hole number one for $100,000, and Tiger was like, okay, let's double it. So there you go. They're already off to $200,000 on just the first hole there. So that's exciting. They're going to do some different things. There's some different camera angles. There's a lot of commentators out there, but at the end of the day, it's two of the best in the history of the sport, fully mic'd up for 18 holes or maybe a hole or two less. But it's going to be fun, and I think that's why people should watch it.
I mean, it is a different concept, and I know there's the criticisms have been, well, if they did this while they were both in the thick of their primes, maybe there'd be even more interest in it right now. But I think what's I'm kind of hoping for when I watch this, Adam, is it's going to kind of feel like I'm, you know, walking the course with Tiger and Phil. And they're, you know, doing their thing, but I'm kind of a part of it. Do you think that's how it's going to kind of play out?
Yeah, exactly. Because, I mean, to your point, if this had taken place 15 years ago, it probably wouldn't have. But there was going to be that little layer of dislike that would have played a role in the match. They weren't, you know, best of friends. They were fine enough to converse and play on Ryder Cup teams and do this and that and the next thing. But now they're legitimately friendly. And I think that has taken away a little bit of this one-on-one part of the match, the actual, you know, sports hatred, like a Yankees fan and a Red Sox fan. We don't really have that this week. But the fact that you're going to feel like being there fully without actually being there because of the microphones and the conversation and the side betting, it's going to feel like a practice round, but it's going to be for a lot of money.
You're listening to Reach Deep. We're joined by Adam Stanley, golf writer, who's covering the match, Tiger versus Phil, in Las Vegas. Adam, you mentioned it earlier, and I think I caught some of your tweets as well, where some pretty decent access to Tiger Woods. You were just off the green there. Is this any different from what you'd find on tour? Are you being able to access Tiger and Phil a little bit more because they're trying to sell personality here?
Yeah, certainly on Tuesday, there was an opportunity after the press conference to get a little bit more access. I mean, I shook Tiger Woods' hand, so that was pretty cool, to be honest. But it's just stuff that you don't usually get. But at the end of the day, these two guys are businessmen. They know that if this works, they can do it again, and they can try to make even more money. Maybe they're going to have teams. Maybe they're going to be captains of teams or something like that. So they want it to work. So, yes, there was a lot more access available on the Tuesday than a regular PGA Tour event. and certainly more access than you would get at a major. So, you know, a lot of guys had an opportunity to have two-on-two time with both Tiger and Phil together. And then come Friday, quote-unquote, inside the ropes access, I really don't even think that there's going to be ropes for the event, because there's only 1,000 people who are actually watching it in person on the golf course, and then call it 10 to 15 media members who are going to be around as well. So we're going to be right there, and it was pretty cool to kind of hear directly from Phil, directly from Tiger, about their thoughts on things and you know, how excited they are for this match to take place on Friday.
You know, I probably wouldn't wash my hand after shaking Tiger Woods' hand. I'm just throwing that out there.
It took me a while.
Dan Riccio, Randy Janda, we are Reach Deep with Adam Stanley, who is covering the match between Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson. So only 1,000 people get to watch it, as you mentioned. What kind of buzz is there in Vegas for this? Is it like a boxing level? Like, I guess it's kind of muted than that, because you just can't have that many people there. What kind of hype is there around this match down in Vegas?
It's funny that you mentioned like a boxing match, because I'm staying at the MGM Grand, which is you know, one of the presenting sponsors or whatever it is, and they have a legitimate boxing ring set up in the middle of their lobby that's wrapped in the match paraphernalia and photos and all this sort of stuff. So everywhere you look, certainly on MGM properties, there are Tiger Woods pictures, Phil Mickelson pictures, and advertisements for the match. But it's all watch the match on, you know, whatever it is, pay-per-view or this, that, and the next thing. So, yeah, I mean, there's buzz. People are going to want to see it. Obviously, here in America, it's Thanksgiving today, Thursday, so tomorrow, Friday, you know, there's not really going to be much going on. Not a lot of stuff is open. People have done all their family things on the Thursday. So by the time Friday afternoon rolls around, and on the East Coast, it's going to be 3 p.m. You know, that's prime time to just sit down. Maybe you get a couple friends together and buy this thing and watch it. So from a buzz perspective, it's hard to ignore, which I think is a, you know, it's a good thing for them. Obviously, people know that they can't go to it, but I think there's so much intrigue in hearing what they're going to talk about and the jokes and the barbs and this and all that. I think there's definitely some buzz here.
Adam, there are some people that are saying, hey, you know, Phil Mickelson, he's the 27th best golfer in the world. We know he's not top 10 anymore, but you can understand why you'd want to sell it with Phil, because he's got the personality. I guess the question I have is, though, is this the start of something? Are we going to see better golfers, top 10 players potentially, maybe Tiger versus somebody else or DJ? Is this the start of pay-per-view one-on-ones that you think maybe turning into a – they've discovered something and they want to add to this maybe going forward?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I think that was something that both Phil and Tiger kind of alluded to on the Tuesday, is that, you know, if this works, their team to keep doing it and evolve it and see what happens next. I don't think there would have been as much excitement if this was, you know, Justin Thomas versus Justin Rose, which are the two best golfers in the world right now. But the fact of the matter is Tiger and Phil moved the needle. So I think both of them, certainly at least Tiger Woods, would have to be involved in any future iterations of this. You know, like I said a few minutes ago, maybe Tiger picks a player and Phil picks a player and they go 2-on-2. Maybe Tiger picks another three, so there's foursome versus foursome. One of those situations, I would not be surprised if one of those situations unfolds as early as next year. I think they're keen to try different things, but to your point about if other better players, quote-unquote, are going to be playing, we're going to have to see, because I think Tiger and Phil are going to have to be involved in some capacity.
That's kind of it, right? Like, this doesn't work without Tiger Woods, right?
Oh, exactly. It's you know, Tiger, he doesn't just move the needle in golf. He is the needle. So if he's going to play somebody one-on-one and you're going to have to pay to watch it, I don't think many people are going to pay to watch anyone else play anyone else one-on-one. But they're going to pay to watch Tiger do it.
Adam, we always appreciate the time. Enjoy the sun there in Las Vegas. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, guys.
Sportsnet 650.